Once upon a time.
I wish.
In a far-off kingdom.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance is presenting Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's Into the Woods. It opens on April 17th, plays through the 25th. It's in the Ruth N. Halls Theater. Our guest, making his IU debut, is veteran Broadway dancer, choreographer, director Kenneth Roberson. And you actually subbed a bit last year.
Yes, I did. I subbed in November, and I experienced a blizzard, a few blizzards, a tornado. What else did I experience? It was quite a lot of weather here. And then I came back anyway.
There's a fascination about these particular stories. I've read them since I was a kid. I've gone to see this play a number of times. And I'm still not quite sure what fascinates us about them.
Me neither. I think what fascinates me is because they were read to me so early. And it's in my brain, it's in my body as a kid. Now, why they were read to me is because someone else read it to them. So somehow it caught on as if it was something to do, I guess. But there are these cautionary tales, I guess they would call them. There were these guides maybe to life. Be careful what you wish for. Or if you read Riding Hood, go straight to grandmother's house. Do not veer off the path. Don't take from that person. You might get eaten. Or if it's Jack, be careful. If you're going to explore, be ready for the outcome, the consequences.
One of the things that's fascinating about the IU production, of course, is the development of the musical theater program with a wonderful group of students that you're working with. And you've got quite a team with a lot of Broadway background. Yourself, Kenneth Roberson, you're directing. The choreographer is Liza Gennaro. Terry LaBolt is your conductor. And you even have an award-winning student scenic designer,
yes.
Chris Rotond.
Yes.
How is it having this kind of an ensemble to work with when you have a musical?
It feels right. It feels like home. It feels what I'm used to. It feels like what I'm used to. It's the professional environment that I'm from. And it's not anything different. The difference is that the hours that you have to rehearse, the hours are shorter here. On Broadway, I would usually rehearse for show from morning from 10 in the morning to about 6 or 7 in the evening, 6 days a week. But because these are students, we rehearse. The students have a full day of school, and we rehearse every night, 6 days a week from 7 to 11 at night. So it's very intense. It's very intense.
Once upon a time, later.
I wish.
In that same far-off kingdom.
For Sondheim and Lapine, one story isn't enough. They've got all of Grimm's fairy tale characters in one really twisted setup. The first act, sunny, but I've always got a feeling that there's literally a Grimm underpinning under every Grimm fairy tale. And I'm curious about how you see the balance between the sunshine of the first, where there's, I think, a little dark under, and is there some light in the second part?
There is dark throughout. It seems that I kind of pin Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine as the modern-day Grimm brothers. They can go very dark, and the humor is on the surface, and they can go with humor, and the darkness is on the surface. So there, it depends on how you feel that day, where you are in life. If you feel you're into the woods, that you're in the woodshed, you feel that way. If you feel you've come out of it in life. But I think that the balance is what life is.
We've been talking with Kenneth Roberson. He's the director for the IU production of Into the Woods by Sondheim and Lapine. It opens on the 17th, plays through the 25th. It's in the Ruth N. Halls Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.